has outlined how it will allocate the newly announced $75 million US, about 280 billion Ugandan shillings US humanitarian funding, with the bulk directed towards refugee support and a smaller share targeting the drought-hit Karamoja sub-region. Relief and Disaster Preparedness State Minister Lillian Abel welcomed the support but warned that it falls far short of the country's growing needs. The minister told New Vision Online that of the $75 million US, $68 million US dollars of the funding will go into refugee response programs, while $7 million US dollars has been earmarked for emergency interventions in Karamoja sub-region, where prolonged drought has pushed malnutrition rates to alarming levels. The funding, announced on April 29th, will be channeled through the Eastern and Southern African Humanitarian Fund and managed by the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, meaning it will not be dispersed directly to the government. The contribution comes at a critical time, with nearly 2 million refugees and host communities facing worsening food insecurity, malnutrition, and limited access to basic services.